Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, just a few minutes ago, President Trump. I always like to say tweet it out because it's what people understand, but he's not on Twitter. He's on Truth Social. But he tweeted out, he posted my column from yesterday that I read you here about Ron DeSantis, please stand down. And, of course, now the word is out that Ron DeSantis is not standing down. He's announcing his run for president tomorrow in an interview at Twitter with Elon Musk. So nobody assumed, because I wrote Ron stand down, that he was actually going to stand down. That wasn't why I wrote it. But I knew he was going to announce this week, and I thought it might be a good time and place. My timing is always pretty good, and I thought it was the perfect timing to put out a column giving all the reasons why Trump will be the nominee and Ron DeSantis is making a big mistake. And he's letting his ego get in the way, and he's letting his ego blind him to the fact that the people behind him are probably all looking for Democrats to win in 2024. They want to divide the GOP. They want to have a GOP that hates each other because Trump hates DeSantis and DeSantis hates Trump. So they're not backing DeSantis because they think DeSantis has any chance to win. They're backing DeSantis simply because they want him to wound Trump so that Trump cannot win in 2024 in the general election. And DeSantis is blind to that. He does not see it. He's hurting his own career. He would automatically be the presidential nominee in waiting in 2028 if he just endorsed Trump and said, this man did a great job as president. I'm backing him. And he'd actually have a shot to be the VP, even though I know a president and VP really technically can't be from the same state. The Electoral College rules don't prohibit it, but they prevent it by saying you lose the votes of that state if they're both from the same state. But it's really quite easy if you really wanted it to be, because George W. Bush and Dick Cheney were from the exact same state, Texas, when Bush ran for the first time in the year 2000. And guess what happened? Cheney just checked a box and changed his official residence to Wyoming. Nobody cared. Nobody checked. Nobody knew whether it really was or wasn't his main residence. Because guess what? If you lose the election, it doesn't matter. And if you win the election, you never go back to either Wyoming or Texas. You're now living in Washington, D.C. So why would it matter? So Trump just needs to check a box that says, I live in New Jersey, at his Jersey version of Mar-a-Lago. Or he needs to check a box that says, I live in Las Vegas, at his Trumpish National Hotel. And then if he's elected president again, he lives in Washington, basically. Doesn't matter where he lives. And if he loses, he's back to Mar-a-Lago. Doesn't matter. So he could have DeSantis technically as his vice president, but that's really besides the point. They hate each other's guts. It's probably never going to happen. And now that DeSantis is announcing for president, it's really never going to happen because Trump really will hate his guts. And DeSantis will have to badmouth Trump to try and win the nomination. It's going to wound the Republican Party. Does it mean the death of the GOP? No. No, it doesn't. What it could mean is it sharpens Trump. Trump starts out, 40 points ahead? And by the time he's done, maybe he'll end up 40 points ahead, or 45, or 50, because he's sharpened by the debates with DeSantis. So it may not wind up bad at all, but my column was tweeted out by President Trump, but he also emailed it out to everyone on his list, which I assume is tens of millions of people, got my new column, Ron DeSantis, please stand down. So thank you, President Trump. DeSantis to announce for president on Twitter with Elon Musk tomorrow. More big news in the news that you may not know, you probably would never hear if you weren't listening to my show, but London Mayor Khan, Sadiq Khan, a real liberal who I can't stand, revealed in his new book, Breathe, that he suffered a heart attack during the 2021 climate conference in Glasgow, Scotland. He said as he spoke to the crowd, out of nowhere, I felt a knot in my chest, the kind of tightening. He had to be carried off the stage while barely conscious. The book stated my shirt was drenched with sweat. I felt like I was on fire. It's not known what caused Mr. Khan to suddenly fall ill in Glasgow, but medical experts have confirmed that his symptoms and aftermath were consistent with a minor heart attack. He spent 7 hours overnight at Glasgow Royal Infirmary, underwent an ECG, which checks the heart's rhythm, a chest X-ray, several rounds of blood tests, and then I guess he was sent home after learning he suffered a heart attack, 51 years old. He wrote in his book, I couldn't believe it, I felt fine, I simply didn't believe I had a heart attack. Whole situation felt unreal. In a matter of hours, I was due to give perhaps the biggest address of my career. It's worth noting he got his first dose of the COVID jab in February of 2021 and his booster shot on October 29th, 2021, the same day he got a flu vaccine. And just 12 days after taking both a COVID booster and a flu shot on the same day, he suffered his heart attack. What a surprise. What a big surprise. London Mayor Sadiq Khan was left barely conscious due to a heart attack days after receiving his COVID booster. I also want to mention to all of you who have children, do not. Again, here's the difference between me and the government. The government says to do something, and they try and use the power of government to force you. I recommend, I suggest, I ask, and I have no power to force you to do anything, nor do I want to force you to do anything, but I'm certainly suggesting that it would be a good idea to never, ever, 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 never get your let your kids get the COVID vaccine. And it's just funny because I was at a Vegas Knights hockey game like 3 months ago, and a friend of mine has one of those beautiful glassed-in boxes and invites me to the game. And I go to the game, and one of his friends in the box owns a big company in Las Vegas. I won't say what kind. Don't want to get the guy in trouble. But him and his wife were there, and they have two young kids, and the two young kids are there. And she was saying how they're big listeners to my show. And they agree with me about the vaccine. They would never get the vaccine themselves, and they would never allow their kids to get the vaccine, the COVID vaccine. And how she had just been at the pediatrician the day before, or 2 days before, and the pediatrician begged her to get her kids vaccinated with the COVID vaccine. And she said, no, it's never going to happen. And the pediatrician started crying. He literally started crying. I mean, he wins an acting award. He should get an Oscar. And some people would ask, why would a pediatrician cry because his patients won't let their little children, who have zero risk of ever dying from COVID? Why, oh why, would a pediatrician do that? So here's the answer. Here's the answer. Stop with the music, because here's the answer. This is the serious answer. Music was funny, by the way. But here's the serious answer. Here's a column out. Why do pediatricians push the vaccine? Well, first of all, they get incentives, okay? In April 2023, this is a column, not by me, but I'm quoting the column, I reported how primary care providers across the U.S. were bribed with incentive programs to coerce patients into getting the toxic COVID shot. Since there was no medical malpractice liability, doctors profited while patients risked their lives as participants in an unprecedented medical experiment, all while being lied to about the safety and effectiveness of these injections. But even worse, once the U.S. Food and Drug Administration authorized the COVID shot for children, similar vaccine incentives were extended to pediatricians as well. As detailed in an Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield Medicaid provider bulletin dated July of 2022, doctors received $50 for each Medicaid patient aged 6 months and older who got the experimental jab. As it turns out, doctors have been financially incentivized to vaccinate children for a long time. According to a 1999 JAMA Pediatrics article, the average patient load of American pediatricians, an average pediatrician has 1,546 patients. 1,546. And that number of patients is significantly higher in less populated areas and solo practices. So they've all got around 1,500 patients. And as shown in the 2016 Provider Incentive Program document from Blue Cross Blue Shield, pediatricians were getting, this is in 2016, $400 for each pediatric patient that completed all the 10 vaccines listed, 25 doses in all, before their second birthday. Okay? This is how sick this is. The math is pretty straightforward. Multiply the number of patients under age 2 times $400 as your bonus. Right? Using the average statistics from 1999, if a pediatrician has even 1,000 patients, 264 can be expected to be 2 years old or younger. If all are fully vaccinated, the pediatrician would be eligible for a $105,600 year-end bonus. You know, I've said for years, I was at a speech on Saturday night, I was the speaker for the Nye County Republican event, and I told them right there on the stage, I said, you know, the reason these doctors are giving you the vaccine, even though they don't work and they don't prevent COVID and they don't prevent hospitalizations and they don't prevent deaths and they don't prevent transmission, but they do cause deaths. So they're dangerous and deadly and they do absolutely nothing. And the reason they're recommending it is because their wife needs a new fur coat. And I was right. Turns out I was right. $105,000 bonus if you give your kids and your pediatrician, you give all the kids the vaccine. But it's more than that. It's much more than that. I'll read you all about it when we get back. Because there's all kinds of bonuses if they vaccinate a target level of 63% of their child patients. And if they miss that level, they get nothing. So there's hundreds of thousands of dollars on the line for every doctor if they vaccinate almost every single kid. And every time a parent says no, that doctor is like threatened that he won't make his money, his quota for his money. This is why they cry when you tell them as a parent, I don't, will not allow my child to have the COVID vaccine because mommy needs a new fur coat.
AM Radio provides always on.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
We hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you could be a winner today.
Raw and un...
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Here's two more coming in. A lot of comments about me talking about pediatricians getting paid and crying so that they give you the COVID vaccine, crying if you choose that your children don't take the COVID vaccine, and that mama wants a new fur coat. He wants to get a new fur coat for his wife, and he needs that extra $100,000 bonus for giving the vaccines. And a lot of people are thanking me and saying, God bless you. But two of them are saying, I've got to retract that statement, that they're giving the vaccines because the doctors have a wife that wants a new fur coat. They say the doctors don't really care about their wives. They all have girlfriends. They're cheating on their wives. And the girlfriend wants a new fur coat. So that's a retraction from Wayne Root. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I was wrong. It's all about doctors wanting to cheat on their wives and getting their cheating girlfriends a fur coat by killing your children with COVID vaccines. Nice people they are. You know, I used to like doctors. I really did. I respected them. You see a white smock, you think medical school. Wow. And now after the whole COVID thing, the masks that they knew didn't work and the vaccines that they knew didn't work and the lockdowns they knew didn't work and all the rules they knew didn't work. Standing 6 feet apart didn't work. Now all I can think of is that either doctors are idiots and going to medical school proves nothing, they're morons, or they're just sheep that nod their head with anything their bosses tell them, or they're just scaredy cats afraid of losing their jobs if they open their mouths. And that's probably warranted, because any doctor who actually went against those rules probably lost their job. And these are guys who probably have $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 in college and medical school debt. So they can't afford to lose their jobs. They can't afford not to pay their mortgages. But I can't believe that this is stupid. I can't believe any doctor is dumb enough to not know how bad the COVID vaccine is. Everybody now knows the COVID vaccine doesn't work. And by the way, when is anyone going to admit that Wayne was right? Not just about the COVID deaths, COVID vaccine deaths, not just about the COVID vaccine injuries, not just about the COVID vaccine cover-up and lies and propaganda, and that everybody in the media got paid to lie and cover up about the COVID vaccine, but there are lots of reasons why it's time to admit I mean, the FDA and the CDC just came out and said nobody needs a booster. They should only get one shot now. No more booster, no more second shot. Well, now that you've gotten your second shot and your booster and your third shot and your fourth shot, you moron, when are you going to admit Wayne Root was right? Because the CDC and the FDA are now saying Wayne Root was right. Now, obviously, they're lying. You don't even need one shot. But there's a moron by the name of Guy L. who sends me emails all the time. He's a big liberal jerk. You know, he's got his you-know-what in his mouth because he's a moron. And he says, here, he just sent me a thing. He said, I had five COVID shots, and I'm 78 years old. You are so full of S.H. Wayne. Have a nice day, Guy. You know, Guy, you don't realize that you shot five poison vaccines in your body. So, you know what's going to be limp for the rest of your life at the age of 78, buddy. Good luck. And whether you're alive or not will be a debate for another time, maybe like a month from now. You may be alive today, but I wouldn't be making any bets on your 79th birthday, you moron. Rev-Rex. Rev-Rex is... He's 78 years old and he had five shots. Oh, my God. Hey, do me a favor, Guy. Don't be breastfeeding any children because the breast milk comes out blue. Just letting you know.
Like a man.
Moron. Rev-Rex. And by the way, count yourself lucky because, before I get to Rev-Rex, Chris, I got to make a point here. Quite a few articles have come out that have shown that the COVID deaths, COVID vaccine deaths, are all in batches. And you either get really lucky or really unlucky. Some COVID batches of the vaccine, I say COVID, but it's COVID vaccine batches, some of the vaccine batches are fine and nobody dies. And some of them, everyone gets injured, and some of them, everyone dies. There's just a total luck of the draw with the COVID vaccine. They send it out, they study each and every batch, and when it comes back, then they study. Oh, look, 18 out of 30 people died in this batch. That wasn't a good batch. I guess we better check what was in it. Look at that one. Everybody lived in that one. Let's check what the dosage of the spike proteins were. Oh, wow, we gave a high dosage in that one. 30 out of 32 people are dead. Rough day at the work. You know, this is what they're doing to us, folks. So if you're still alive after getting the COVID vaccine, you've been playing Russian roulette, and I guess you're lucky. RevRex is the sponsor of this segment of the show, which stands for Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, and with 87,000 new agents, it's not a matter of if, but when your small business will be audited. They're going to look at your bank records, your credit cards, your point of sale system. RevRex matches it all up and reconciles it so that when the IRS comes calling, you win. You stop the auditor's tracks and you beat the IRS every time. Go to RevRex.com. That's RevRex.com. Click book a demo and it's 10 minutes, you'll learn how RevRex will protect you and your business. And exclusively for my fans, just tell them more. You get a discounted price. RevRex.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will officially become a candidate for the Republican presidential nomination tomorrow night when he joins Elon Musk on Twitter.
We'll be interviewing Ron DeSantis, and he has quite an announcement to make.
Musk says the announcement will also feature live, unscripted questions Musk has already said he supports DeSantis over former President Trump. A second IRS whistleblower is raising concerns about how the investigation into President Biden's son Hunter is being handled. The New York Post says the new whistleblower is a special agent in the IRS Financial Crimes Group. He claims he was ousted from the case after questioning the DOJ. There are fewer HIV infections in the U.S., according to the CDC. The agency reported today that the United States saw just over 3,200 new HIV infections in 2021. That is a 12% drop from 2017. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
The Roots on fire. GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality, far lower prices, all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots. GreatPatriotStore.com. They've got cleaning products much safer for your children. They don't have any toxic chemicals. And now they've got the beef. Never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Beef are raised in open space green pastures. Highest quality cattle anywhere. Never sold in stores. Exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or a Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. Fill out the form. Someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. And this is where I always say it's really inexpensive as well. But now it's not even inexpensive. It's basically free. It's $1 to join. There isn't much difference between free and $1, now is there? $1 to join from now through May 31st. So this is your window. You'll be making a big mistake if you miss out on this one. $1 to join GreatPatriotStore.com and then beat inflation with the greatest, hundreds of the greatest household products that you're already buying and using at much better quality, far lower prices, all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots. GreatPatriotStore.com. All right, our guest is Mr. Dick Russell, New York Times bestselling author. His new book, The Real RFK Jr., Trials of a Truth Warrior. His website is dickrussell.org, dickrussell.org. His book is The Real RFK Jr. Dick Russell, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I'm good, Wayne. How you doing? Thanks very much for having me.
Fantastic. So here's my deal, just so you know up front. I'm a huge, you know, Ronald Reagan, Donald Trump conservative, slash libertarian slash patriot is the way I would describe myself, but an kind of an independent conservative. And normally I would despise an RFK Jr. except for two things. Number one, I'm always saying on my show that if I don't know about RFK, but if JFK was alive today, he'd be a raving Republican. Based on everything I know about him, he'd be a Republican. Probably Bobby would be too. And Bobby Jr., everything he says sounds like me lately. So, you know, he can't be a big liberal anymore because he sounds like me, and I'm a raving conservative. So, you know, I'm kind of mixed feelings. I've never liked the Kennedys in my life, but I've liked everything coming out of Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s mouth in the last month or so. And I'm a huge raving, you know, anti-vaccine guy. Not all vaccines. He is all vaccines. I'm anti the COVID vaccine, and I think he's a fantastic hero and crusader on the topic of the COVID vaccine. So I wanted to get you on the show and talk about what this guy really believes in.
Yeah, well, thanks. You know, I mean, Bobby is a fascinating guy. I've known him for a long time, and I ended up writing this biography about him because I was so upset about the fact that he'd been marginalized, and not just marginalized, but I mean, you know, vilified, attacked, censored. I mean, he couldn't even write a letter to the editor that anybody would publish anymore once he took up the issue of public health, whereas he'd been, you know, the darling of the media back in the days when he was fighting for the environment, and so. You know, I decided I want to just get into the truth about this guy. And he has an amazing environmental record, for one. I mean, he saved the Hudson River, working with commercial fishermen there. He fought against the factory farms in North Carolina, again, working with the local guys. And, you know, he's somebody whatever you think about the Kennedys, I mean, it's fascinating because they have a real, or he has anyway, a real connection to just, you know, regular people and what they think and feel. And he's a fighter. He's a fighter for the democracy that really is being lost under what we've got.
So your book is called The Real RFK Jr., and it describes his journey from anguish and addiction to becoming the country's leading champion for environmental and government corruption and corporate greed, and now I would say the leading guy fighting against the COVID vaccines, which are killing a lot of people. Give us an overview of the book before we get into anything else. You know, what do you find in the book that might be surprising for my very conservative listeners where they would say, well, I didn't know RFK was on our side on those issues. He seems like a good guy now. We like him. I think there's things to like about him, whether you're on the left or the right. How about if you're on the right, like my listeners, what would you like about Bobby Kennedy Jr.?
Well, I think you'd like the fact that he can work. You know, he's not a liberal Democrat who you know, puts regular people down. I mean, over the years, he's had these amazing environmental victories, including the New York Watershed Agreement and other things where he's worked really closely, often with difficulty. So he's had to learn a lot, too, you know, with farmers and with commercial fishermen and, you know, blue collar folks. So, you know, he's somebody who can reach across party lines. He's been doing this for years. I mean, it's nothing new. And now he's just so alarmed at what he sees going on in the Democratic Party, frankly. I mean, you know, he has this whole, one of his latest tweets is about the Durham report that just got released, you know, about what, the FBI was doing. And he called it, you know, it's political weaponization of the FBI to destroy a candidate and then a sitting president. And he went on to say it's a matrix of lies, so elaborated, as to make a mockery of you know, the ideal, the democratic ideal of an informed citizenry. So, you know, I mean, this is not something that certainly mainstream democratic liberals are not saying. And so he's out there, you know, on a limb. And he said the same thing with the Ukraine war right now. I mean, he's talking about the fact that this is wrong and we should do something about it. And
I agree.
And yeah, I mean, so I think so do probably a lot of your listeners and myself as well. And, you know, he's talking about how the neocons with their geopolitical ambitions are, you know, basically, it's all about regime change in Russia and getting rid of Putin. And we've got Aegis missile systems with these Tomahawk missiles right now that Zelensky, you know, has put 40, 70 miles from the Russian border. And the whole thing about NATO, which I think has a lot of truth to it too, that, you know, we told, years ago that we agreed with the Russians that we were not going to, expand NATO, and suddenly we went into 13 NATO countries right on their border. And so in a sense, and I certainly don't support Putin, but nor does Bobby, but, and, you know, I mean, this is stuff that's got to get dealt with. And he, I think, would be in that sense, you know, he's a peace candidate. He wants us out of it.
All right. Well, I don't support Putin either, but I don't support the Ukraine war, and I think we've wasted our money there, and I think it's being ripped off. I think it's being stolen from us, and I think it's probably American politicians stealing the loot offshore along with Zelensky and his lieutenants and the neo-Nazis and all the Ukrainian bad guys and the Ukrainian mafia. So I think we're just so naive on this issue. We should have nothing to do with it. It's not our zone of the world. Let Russia worry about Ukraine. Let Ukraine worry about Russia. Let's talk a little bit about what RFK Jr. exposed Dick Russell about the false narratives around the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, of course, he wrote a whole book about it, and the real Anthony Fauci, and he discovered in the course of his research about that, you know, Fauci's very sordid history as a public health official, and going back to the AIDS epidemic and so on. But during the COVID crisis, I mean, first of all, he took on the fact that very effective therapeutic treatments, ivermectin in particular and hydrochloroquine, were squelched by, you know, the government bandwagon that was just pushing forward these two vaccine companies, which ended up making billions off of their products. And they'd never, I mean, Moderna had never even brought a product to market. And they've got these vaccines that were not adequately safely tested in Bobby's view, and I think he's right. And, you know, and everybody was in the mandates that were being demanded all over the country and the lockdowns, which have affected especially kids. I mean, you know, just it's a crime what's happened to our kids through what the lockdowns did to them, their socialization and what's had an effect, of course, on the middle class and the poor. We've seen, you know, 15 new billionaires created during the pandemic. Bobby took all of this on. And then, you know, the people that have suffered, the rich have gotten richer, the poor have gotten poorer. I mean, that's what happened. And these big pharma companies have just, you know, made off like bandits.
What does the book reveal about RFK Jr.'s pursuit of the truth about the assassination of his father, Bobby Kennedy, and also his uncle, John F. Kennedy Jr.? John F. Kennedy.
Well, he certainly now believes and has come out recently and said so. And I've studied this myself for many years and actually written a couple books on the subject of his uncle's assassination, which I never talked about with him for years when we were doing stuff together. But finally, we've talked about it a lot. And he believes that the CIA, elements of the CIA certainly, were involved in the killings of the assassinations of both his uncle and his father, and has gone out on a limb, certainly against many in his own family, his siblings, by publicly wanting the parole board to agree to let Sirhan Sirhan go after all these years. And not just for compassionate grounds, but because Sirhan did not kill his father. Sirhan was firing bullets from the other side, and he hit other people, but Robert Kennedy was killed by an assassin from behind. And there's no doubt about that. And a lot more bullets were ended up in the wall than were in Cerón's gun. So, you know, Bobby has come out courageously and recently said that, you know, the CIA is responsible here for what happened.
And I just saw today that Bobby is saying the reason his voice is so bad, you know, he's got really kind of a problem with his voice. It's so hoarse and you can barely understand him once in a while. It goes in and out, is because he got a flu vaccine and the vaccine caused that as a side effect. Now, I think that's kind of interesting. It's the first time I ever heard that, but that was today and it was Bobby Kennedy himself who said that. So I got to assume it's a true story. It's not, you know, third hand from anybody else. And I'm not a big fan of these vaccines. They cause a lot of terrible side effects. So I think Bobby's on the right side of a lot of issues. I give him credit. Dick Russell, New York Times bestselling author. His new book, The Real RFK Jr., Trials of a Truth Warrior. The website, dickrussell.org. Hey, Dick Russell, thanks for coming on the Wayne on the Root Show.
Wayne, thanks so much for having me. Good to talk to you today.
All right. God bless, my friend. All right, Dick Russell, the book is RFK Jr., The Real RFK Jr., Trials of a Truth Warrior. He's got some good points, RFK Jr., really does. I won't be voting for anyone but a Republican, but he's got some really good points. He's kind of a libertarian melded with a Democrat. He's come a long way from his old liberal days. Pretty moderate on a lot of issues. We'll be right back. Wayne on the Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn.
Wayne Allyn.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why we need my friends at RevRex. Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Back on Chris and Friends. Since Wayne's a little late for his own show. How you doing, buddy?
Just a second.
52 minutes after the hour on the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Get lost. Don't need you anymore.
Wow, a time check on the show. I haven't even asked.
Hey, Sparky Lyle, go back to the bullpen.
Oh, wow. By the way, that was a fantastic interview with Mr. Russell. I did really enjoy it.
Oh, good. Glad you enjoyed it. But by the way, I'm still never going to vote for Bobby F. Kennedy. You know, it's just not going to happen. I know you're Mr. Irish, but it's okay. Kennedy's your middle name. Is Kennedy Christopher Kennedy O'Sullivan?
Yeah.
I get it. The Irish, the Kennedys, I get it.
What do you call it? The most, you know, Irish name in America?
Yes.
Thank you.
The Kennedys are the most Irish name in America. You're the second most Irish name in America. But I'm never voting for Bobby F. Kennedy Jr., but I do have a lot of respect for him, and I do love him on the issue of COVID vaccines and vaccines in general, and I do love it on the issue of freedom of speech in America. He, like me, believes everyone has a right to speak, and the government and people in the media don't have a right to stop you from speaking, and I love him for all of that. I think he's on the right track on a couple issues. He's come a long way, you know? He's like a baby steps towards being a Republican, conservative, libertarian like Wayne Root, but he's on the path. I give him credit. Z-Stack and Z-Shield is a sponsor of this segment of the show, Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Let Dr. Vladimir Zelenko protect you with Z-Stack and Z-Shield, despite the fact that he's no longer with us. He lost his battle with lung cancer last year, but he worked tirelessly to develop formulas to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. And while the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger inside us. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, and chickenpox. Z-Shield helps ensure you're not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Use Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now. Go to ZStackLife.com. That's the website, ZStackLife.com. Use the promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. ZStackLife.com, promo code WAR. All right, so, you know, I believe, and I've said this, it's no secret, I've said this on the air, that I believe that we're undergoing a demonic attack in the United States of America, literally demonic. And I just think there's a lot of proof out there of demonic attack. Number one, how about the Dodgers? Number two, how about Target? Let me see if I can find all these articles here. I've got the Target one in front of me, but I gotta find the actual L.A. Dodgers. But the Dodgers, here they are. Here we go. I got it. So the Dodgers had invited this satanic demonic group to their LGBTQ night, their Pride night, and the group was so demonic and so disgusting. And again, it's an opinion show, and it's my opinion, so don't even try and ever sue me over my beliefs in a free speech society. It's my opinion that they were so disgusting and disgraceful, and so many people agreed with me, so offensive to Christians and Catholics, etc., that people complained so badly the Dodgers disinvited them, this group, from Pride Night. And now they've apologized and reinvited this anti-Catholic Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence transgender nuns to Pride Night. And they've got a lot of fans very angry. They've apologized and reinvited an anti-Catholic group filled with trans nuns to Pride Night. They'd originally removed the vulgar anti-Christian Marxist group from their list of honorees. Honorees! And after backlash from gay groups, they decided to reinvite them on June 16th for Pride Night. And they offered their sincerest apologies to the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence and members of the LGBTQ community and their friends and families, the Dodgers said. We've asked them to take their place on the field at our 10th annual Pride Night, LGBTQ Pride Night. We're pleased to share they've agreed to receive the gratitude of our communities for the life-saving work they have done tirelessly for decades. You just can't even believe this stuff. They're getting major backlash. Cernovich says, post pictures of this group for your social media. The fans will love them. Liz Wheeler says, you are cowards to cave to anti-Catholic neo-Marxist drag queens. You're thumbing your nose at all Christian fans. Did you learn nothing from the Bud Light boycott? Better hope the drag queens buy lots of baseball tickets and merchandise, because a lot of Christians are going to be done with you after this, said Jeremy Carl. Another tweet says, Dodgers, hold my Bud Light. Another says, shame on the pathetic Dodgers. And finally, another says, you disgust me. Your anti-Catholic bigotry is noted at Major League Baseball. So it's really just weird, the things that these people do. And Target is now in so much trouble. They're the new Bud Light. Target is over the target, and they're just dead. Not to be outdone in the perversion department by Bud Light, Target has unveiled a new Satanist Pride line of clothing for children. Is it Satanist? I guess it's Satanist, not Satanist, right? Satanist. Satanist Pride line of clothing, as its name suggests, aims to lure more American children to reject biology and embrace pride and Satan. Designed by a self-avowed Satanist with a penchant for devil horns and sexual perversion, Target's new line features clothing items for children that say, cure transphobia, not trans people, and too queer for here. One shirt says, Satan respects pronouns. This is Target. Make them your target.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.